السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وقال تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. May the choicest of his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread on his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala, today we begin the day praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful and blessed day. We thank Almighty Allah by uttering excessive takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself commands us to do so. Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wishes ease for you, and He does not wish hardship over you. Allah goes on to say, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah also wishes that you fulfill and you complete the specified amount of days. Allah is talking about the month of Ramadan. And once you complete these days, how do you celebrate? وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. You utter takbir of Allah, you glorify Allah, you praise Allah. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you all will be from the ones who are grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, scholars on the basis of analogy, they take this ayah for Eid al-Adha also. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. Beautify your days of Eid with the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uttering praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this beautiful day of ours and moist our tongues with the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we were to look around us today, we would see millions and millions of Muslims all around the world sacrificing millions and millions of animals for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we were to look at the spectacle of Hajj, millions of Muslims flocking from all around the world to one place, the holy city of Mecca, to fulfill the ibadah of Hajj and to commemorate the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. As we see the a'mal of Hajj, the rites of Hajj, the rituals of Hajj, most of them are in relationship with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sayyid al-Anbiya, the leader of the prophets. So from these a'mal, as I've got only a few minutes, I thought I would like to share and discuss a few aspects of Udhiyah, which is in relationship to the Dhabiha of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the great sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam underwent, and he passed it with flying colors. I'm not going into the story and elaborate it due to the lack of time, but we all know the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, commanded him through a dream to sacrifice his son. He did not question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he immediately accepted, as Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. Both of them, they accepted, they submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And as he placed the knife on the neck of his son and began to cut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. O Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you have fulfilled the vision. You have fulfilled your vision, the vision that we showed you. And then Allah goes on to say, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We ransomed Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam with a great sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a ram from the gardens of Jannah. And it is said, scholars mention, that this was the same ram, this was the same sheep that Qabil and Habil, when they had the dispute, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, this was the same sheep which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. And this sheep had been grazing, this ram had been grazing in the gardens of Jannah for 500 years, it is said. So this was the ram that was sent down to ransom Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this great act of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this great trial, as Allah says in the next ayah, وَتَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and we shall leave behind a favorable mention, a favorable reminder for generations to come. And that is why, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, until today, it is also an emphasized sunnah mu'akkada of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to offer a sacrifice, to offer an animal for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala annually. And we see Muslims all around the world doing the same thing, commemorating the great trial of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which he passed with flying colors. So in regard to udhiya, it is an Arabic term, it is an Arabic term which is used for the animal which is sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Ayyam al-Nahr, the day of Eid, that is today, and until the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah, 3 days after Eid al-Adha, the Ayyam al-Tashriq. Al-Udhiyya is the Arabic term used for that animal. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions in Tahriru al-Fadil Tanbih, his book, he mentions that it is also known as Udhiyya because most of the time the sacrifice is offered at the time of Duha. Udhiyya, Duha come from the same root. At the time of Duha, at the time of forenoon. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions a statement as such. Now we go on to see the hikmah, the wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribing and legislating this upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, it is to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to win the pleasure of Allah and become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Allah says in another place, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that indeed my salah, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي, my rites of sacrifice, my sacrifice that I've offered, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ, my whole life, وَمَمَاتِي, my death, all of this, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Creator of the worlds. And Allah says in Surah Kawthar, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray unto your Lord and offer the sacrifice. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, another point to be derived from these two ayat is the time of udhiyya. When do you offer udhiyya? I was supposed to mention that as we go down, but it is in relation to these two ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions salah, inna salati wa nusuki. Allah mentions salah first and then the sacrifice. Fasalli li rabbika, you pray to your Lord and then go offer sacrifice. So from this, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, scholars derive and mention that the udhiyya, the sacrifice, no doubt has to be after the salatul Eid. It begins from The 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Eid, Yawm al-Nahr, after Salatul Eid. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also reported to have said, that whosoever offers the udhiyah, the sacrifice, before the Salatul Eid, he should repeat it. He should repeat it. It is not accepted as udhiyah. It is counted as sadaqah. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the second point in regard to the hikmah as to why it has been prescribed upon us is Ihya'u Sunnat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. To revive the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, to commemorate the great sacrifice that he underwent. Number three, it is to spread happiness amongst us. As these days, Ayyamu Tashriq and the Yawm al-Nahr is days of akil and shurb, eating and merrymaking. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uttering the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars go on to mention that even you are not permitted to fast in these 3 days. You are not permitted to fast. But rather these are days of eating and drinking and spreading happiness amongst us. And the fourth point is to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also feed the poor, make them happy. So the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy in these few days. We go on to the hukum, the law of udhiyah. Is it wajib? Is it sunnah? Scholars differ, two mainstream opinions, sunnah mu'akkada, sunnah wajib. Very slight difference here. Nevertheless, it is an emphasized sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sadly, we see that many a time people think that udhiyah, sacrifice, is something reserved for the rich alone. Many a time, people who are on an average income, they think that we can't afford to do it. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, let me make something clear. It is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that 7 individuals can share and give an udhiyah, a sacrifice, if it be a cow or a camel. And if we were to take it in today's rates, it would be just around 3,500 rupees, Sri Lankan rupees per head. So a person earning an average 10,000 Sri Lankan rupees for a day, he's earning 120,000 for a year. Can he or can't he not spend 3,500 Sri Lankan rupees to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And also people have confused themselves in regard to the dependence and in regard to the shares in udhiyah. Imam Shawkani rahimahullah, he mentions in Nail al-Dar that if a person were to purchase or pay the equivalent to 1/7 of an animal, that would suffice for him, his wife, and his children, even if they number 100. Even if they number 100, you give 1/7. So don't confuse the dependence with the shares. People think, okay, a cow has to be divided by me, my wife, and my 5 children. That makes it 7, so that's it. So what if another child is born and the number goes up to 8? Do I have to give another cow? The question arises. Dependents are different, and the people who hold shares are different. Even if they number up to 100, 1/7 would suffice them. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, if you want to give a whole cow, I hope time permits, but there are a few virtues in regard to udhiyah. If we go through them, we would understand the grandeur and the virtue, the greatness of udhiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said many ahadith in regard to the virtue of udhiyah, so much to the extent that the animal on the day of qiyamah, it will be resurrected just as how it was before the sacrifice, with its horns. In the hadith it comes as qurun, and its hooves, all of it with its weight, everything will be weighed on the scale of good deeds, and all of that will be written as good deeds. It will serve as a shield. Another hadith, it will serve as a shield from Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith, it will transport you on the Siratul Mustaqim. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Fatima radiallahu anha that you get up and witness your qurban, your sacrifice, your udhiyah. Because before even one drop of blood falls to the ground, Almighty Allah forgives all of your sins. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that for each and every hair on the body of the animal that you sacrifice, you shall be rewarded for each and every hair. Can you count them? And then the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they go on to ask, what about if that animal has got wool? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then clarified that even for each and every strand of wool, you shall be rewarded. This is the grandeur and greatness of the virtue of udhiyah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. And finally, I would like to mention a point and conclude, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. Allah, the meat of that animal, the blood of that animal does not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can go around saying, I sacrifice 5 animals, 10 animals, 500 in Bangladesh and 1,000 in India. But it doesn't matter. None of this goes and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sincerity when you're doing this act, these are the things that go and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, a closing note. Just as how we take pride in slaughtering animals, we need to slaughter the animals that are within us. The animals of jealousy, the animals of corruption, the animals of malice, the animals of hatred. We need to keep the knife at the neck of these animals. The addiction to illicit relationships, the addiction to pornography, the addiction to sins, all of these are animals, beasts, raging within us. We need to keep the knife, just as how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to prove to Allah that his son is not a greater object of love than Allah. To prove the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, your command is the greatest. Even my son does not stand in my way. And he kept the knife at the neck of his son. Likewise, these animals that are blocking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to slaughter them then and there, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. These are the few lessons that we can derive from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from this great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with taqwa on this beautiful day, and may He fill us with happiness. And may He accept our deeds and forgive all of our sins, and may He unite all of us in the gardens of Jannah where we shall make merry. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.